Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of our management, I'd like to welcome all of you to join our 2021 Annual Results Briefing Conference Call. May I introduce our management attending the presentation today? Mr. Ke Wei-Wen, Executive Director, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Li Zhengmao, Executive Director, President and COO. Mr. Shao Guanglu, Executive Director. Mr. Liu Guiqing, Executive Director, Executive Vice President. Mr. Tang Ke, Executive Vice President. Mr. Xia Bing, in charge of customer service, to be business development and other areas. Thank you for joining us and hope you will find this presentation helpful. Now, let us welcome Chairman Ke to walk us through our 2021 annual results. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For the sake of epidemic prevention and control, this year's results announcement briefing is conducted online. First, please let us express sincere gratitude for media and investors' attention and support to the company all along, and thank you for joining the conference today. This presentation has two sections. I will provide an overview first, then Mr. Li Zhengmao will go through the business review and financial performance. We have six key development highlights in 2021. 1. Cloudification and digital transformation strategy achieved prominent results while A-share listing injected new impetus. 2. Integrated intelligent information services upgraded with revenue and net profit double-digit growth. 3. Strengthened leading edge in cloud network integration and constructed green and secure infrastructure. 4. Increased dividend to reward shareholders and committed to create more corporate values. 5. Proactively completed new planning for SciTech innovation to forge core competitiveness for future. And 6. Full implementation of cloudification and digital transformation strategy and deepen reform to foster high quality development. On 20th of August 2021, the company's A-shares successfully listed on Shanghai Stock Exchange, and the company marched towards a new stage of development. The company leveraged the A-share listing by utilizing the broader financing channel and introducing more flexible incentive schemes to implement the cloudification and digital transformation strategy, further strengthen SciTech innovation, expedite the construction of intelligent integrated digital information infrastructure, continue to deepen corporate reforms, stimulate corporate development energy and intrinsic momentum, commence broader and deeper ecological collaboration, and continue to strengthen the capability of providing integrated intelligent information services with an aim to build a service-oriented, technology-oriented, and secured enterprise, and push forward corporate high-quality development with full force. In 2021, the company seized opportunities from digital economy, implemented the cloudification and digital transformation strategy, insisted on customer-oriented approach, and promoted profitable scale development, leading to significant enhancement of operating results with double-digit growth in operating revenues and net profit. Operating revenues were RMB 439.6 billion, up 11.7% YOY, EBITDA up 4.2%, net profit up 24.5% to RMB 25.9 billion. The company carried out cloudification and digital transformation strategy, which produced new results of high-quality development. In terms of overall results, comparable service revenues were above industry average for 5 consecutive years. Profitability continued to increase with comparable net profit growth and 17.7%. The company's mobile subsidy was industry number one for 4 straight years. 5G penetration was also industry-leading. Smart family revenues growth was 25.1%. Industrial digitalization revenue was nearly RMB 100 billion, accounting for nearly a fourth of service revenues, and revenue size was industry-leading. E7 cloud development exhibited strong momentum with revenue doubled. Placing high importance on customer service, the company maintained industry-leading overall user satisfaction. The company's business divisions enjoyed accelerated revenue growth. Mobile communications service growth increased to 4.9%, wireline and smart family service revenues growth increased to 4.1%. Comparable growth of industrial digitalization revenue even doubled to 19.4%. The company's E7 cloud is developing rapidly with revenue growth and 102%, and share in public cloud IaaS and PaaS market increased by 1.6 pp to 9.0%. In 2021, E7 Cloud 4.0 achieved core technology breakthroughs with full upgrade to distributed cloud infrastructure and in product and servicing capability. Together with 5G and AI, cloud migration of industries and clients' projects is supported with a focus on society management, eco-environment, and other fields. During the year, China Telecom Cloud Technology Company was established for effective consolidation of the company's cloud computing resources, while shareholding diversification reform was also commenced by signing framework agreement to increase registered capital and shares with four large SOEs with an aim to further boost the company's vitality. Aiming at enhancing customer perception and expanding business use cases, the company promoted precision cloud network construction by building new digital information infrastructure that is high-speed and ubiquitous, aerial ground-in-one, cloud network integrated, intelligent and agile, green and low-carbon, secure and controllable. The company further consolidated the edge of cloud network integration and strengthened the connectivity edge of holistic network covering land, sea, air, and space, promoted efficiently centralized IDC construction and operation with enhanced green operation capability by proactively introducing energy-saving technology and optimizing energy usage structure. Established new generation cloud network operating system to enhance network intelligentization capability and strengthen the edge of fundamental network, namely network adaptive to cloud and intelligent and agile. Constructed security defense system covering cloud network edge and terminal. Built systems for E7 cloud capability establishment and servicing, and promoted upgrade of new businesses based on cloud network integration. The company leveraged the edge of cloud network integration to conduct advanced planning of computing power network highly matched with the requirement of the East to West Computing Resource Transfer Project. The company builds the cloud network integrating computing power network structure in four layers, namely data center, DCI network, computing power, and E7 cloud. The company offers 700 IDC sites and the 2+4+31+X+O layout perfectly matches that of the Integrated National Big Data Center, while the 470,000 cabinets are industry-leading in scale. The company also has an industry-leading high-speed DCI network with backbone bandwidth over 300 Tbps and a 320,000 km artery of optical cable network with DCI core nodes directly accessible to backbone network. The company continued to ramp up computing power by advanced capacity expansion with 80% YoY increase in computing power planned in 2022. The company's distributed E7 cloud boasts independent and controllable core technologies and strengthened ecological synergy to serve customers. The company will continue to leverage cloud network resources and edges to further expedite building industry-leading, secure and green computing power network and support the East to West Computing Resource Transfer Project. The company pushed forward 5G network construction at a steady pace and continuously enhanced servicing capability. By end 2021, there were 690,000 5G base stations in use, and 5G capex for the year was RMB 38 billion. In 2022, 5G network coverage will be further increased in depth and breadth with a 5G capex budget of RMB 34 billion, down 10.5% YoY, and over 990,000 5G base stations in use planned by year end. The company will promote inter-operator network roaming and co-build and co-share among various operators. The company has already co-built and co-shared 1.35 million of 4 or 5G base stations with China Unicom so far, as well as 15,000 km of trunk optical cable and 750,000 km of local optical cable. Benefit of network resource co-build and co-share continue to exhibit, with over RMB 210 billion of capex and over RMB 20 billion of yearly opex saved in total for both companies. The company's capex in 2021 was RMB 86.7 billion, slightly below the RMB 87.0 billion guidance at beginning of the year. Capex in 2022 is budgeted at RMB 93.0 billion. 5G is still the focus of investment, yet with benefits from co-build and co-share, the capex size and proportion decreases YOY. Meanwhile, the investment of the rapidly developing industrial digitalization increased by 62% YOY and is the only area with increased proportion, among which IDC capex will be RMB 6.5 billion with 45,000 new cabinets added, and cloud resources capex will be RMB 14 billion with 160,000 new cloud servers added. In 2021, capex to service revenues was 21.5%, down by 1.2 pp. The company will strive to reduce capex to service revenues ratio continuously. We are sincerely grateful to our shareholders, investors, and analysts for their consistent support to and care of our development, and we look forward to marching forward hand in hand in sharing development results together. Honoring our earlier promise to the capital market, the board of directors recommends a final dividend of RMB 0.170 per share for 2021, with a 60% payout ratio. An interim dividend will be declared from this year on. Going forward, we will seize the digital economy development opportunities and take due account into shareholders' returns, cash flow, and capital requirement for future development to strive to deliver good returns to shareholders. The company strives to drive corporate high-quality development by SciTech achievements and to take concrete steps towards becoming a leading SciTech company. On one hand, we completed the planning of RDO-based SciTech Innovation R&D system by penetrating network, AI, security, quantum, and other key core technologies through applied fundamental research, applied technological R&D, and operating development, while on the other, conducted problem tackling on core technologies in four key areas and joined forces with partners on SciTech Innovation R&D in a view to forge core competitiveness for future development with SciTech Innovation. The company insists on green development ideals and firmly promotes green development by applying green and low-carbon concepts to the whole process and various links in production and operation. We support low-carbon production and green living in network construction areas including cloud network, data center, and computing power, as well as energy supply, supply chain, and other business operation areas. The company implemented the 1236 action plan for carbon dioxide peaking and carbon neutrality and continued to enhance green operating capability and empower the green development of the economy and society. The company seized digital economy development opportunities and continued to deepen corporate reform. Internally, reform on mechanism, to be business system, professional companies and local network was promoted, and resource allocation was optimized to boost corporate vitality and motivation. Externally, Asia listing was completed, cloud company restructuring was commenced, ecologies on R&D sectors and industries were expanded, and cooperation on R&D, business, capital and other areas was conducted with partners. Hence, development momentum was further strengthened. Looking forward, we will fully implement cloudification and digital transformation strategy to forge a service-oriented, technology-oriented, and secured enterprise, strengthen existing differentiation edges, and create value for customers, shareholders, and company. My part ends here, and Mr. Li Zhengmao will walk you through our business and financial performance. Thank you, Chairman Ke. I shall now discuss our business and financial performance in 2021. Mobile business grew in both scale and quality in 2021. On scale, mobile and 5G subscale continued to expand with accelerated pace as mobile subs net add increased 38.6% YOY and 5G subscale even increased by 117%. The company continued to enrich 5G application and privilege system, and the data traffic of 5G network subs was substantially higher than package subs, with 5G network sub DOU at 24.1 GB by year end. Driven by 5G and sub growth, handset internet access revenue increased 7.4%. On quality, mobile ARPU continued to go up by 2.0% YOY, showing the driving force of 5G and the result of the company's effort to upgrade terminals, applications and channels, effectively enhancing both scale and quality of subscribers. The company seizes families' demand for digital living by providing diversified products and quality services, leading to increasing revenue contribution from wireline and smart family service. Smart family and broadband access revenues grew 25.1% and 6.5% respectively, while subscriber quality and value continued to increase concurrently, with GBPS penetration increased by 5.9 pp to 7.7% YOY, and broadband access ARPU increased 1.3% YOY, while broadband blended ARPU grew 3.4% YOY as the rapidly expanding family informatized applications further added RMB 7 to the ARPU. Smart family services were upgraded to whole home intelligent integrated solutions with rapidly increasing penetration and was linked with smart communities and digital villages with 19,000 smart communities and 41,000 digital villages developed in the year, injecting momentum to business development. The company's industrial digitalization revenue scale continued to lead in industry and was the company's biggest growth engine, as contribution to incremental service revenues increased by 5.7 pp to over 50%, and that to total service revenues further increased to 24.6%. The company strives to increase industrial digitalization's contribution to service revenues to over 30% in the next 3 years. Over the years, the company explored extensively in thousands of industries and accumulated rich experience serving to big customers and gained customers' support and trust. In 2021, the company served 10 million customers in various industries and 11 million of mid, small or micro-sized enterprises and worked with over 3,000 ecological partners. The company will keep pursuing perfection and deepen to be business reform to further strengthen competitiveness and development momentum of industrial digitalization. The company expedited development of 5G to B business with nearly 200 benchmark projects built, over 1,000 replicated projects and over 1,200 5G customized network projects launched in the year. These projects cover chemicals, steelmaking, mining, ports, manufacturing and other industries. In 2022, the company will fully leverage 5G features of massive connectivity, high speed, low latency, data security, etc. to achieve full in-depth coverage of 15 key industries such as industrials and government administration, and target to launch 1500 to 2000 customized network projects. The company's e-serving cloud ranked number one in industry in government administration public cloud market share, boasting more than 50 independent and self-controlled key core technologies and over 200 products. With over 10,000 self-owned and customers' facility rooms, diverse edge cloud products and solutions, as well as extending computing power to edge nodes, the company satisfies customers' demand for data residency and ultra-low latency. The company's e-serving cloud has served over 2 million corporate customers so far and will focus on government, large or mid-sized enterprises, finance, manufacturing, healthcare, education, and other sectors in supporting customers for cloud migration and drive continuous rapid growth of cloud business. E-surfing Internet of Video Things is the company's fifth fundamental network with nationwide coverage and integrating AI, cloud, computing power, and other capabilities. IOVT provides new video security service with e-surfing webcam and e-surfing cloud eye targeting to C2H and 2B customers respectively. E-surfing webcam already has over 20 million subs, up 1.3 times YOY, and revenue soared 2.2 times YOY. Now IOVT service covers over 31 provinces and 40,000 communities. The company continued to enhance cloud network security defense capability, and multiple provincial branches selected as MIIT's demonstrative centers of security innovation for 5G applications. The company is planning to build a security capabilities pool comprising cloud, network, edge, and terminals covering 31 provinces, and a security core with architectural and logical unity. Security products and services continued to expand with edges in cloud, network security, and data resource aggregated to build a network security protection platform to provide industry-leading customized security services. During the year, the company continued precision initiatives to enhance cost efficiency. The company seized digital economy development opportunities to enhance input in key areas while also strengthened efficiency uplift, and OPEX increased 12.0% YOY. Allocation on network operation capability build-out increased appropriately to enhance user perception and 5G and support industrial digitalization development and to increase network quality. Input for recruiting high-tech talents, incentives for frontline staff, as well as high-performance teams increased for better motivating employees. Allocation on R&D increased to promote high-tech innovation. Marketing resources also moderately increased to expedite scale development to seize 5G development opportunities. The company's financial strength continued to enhance, capital structure was sound, debt level remained healthy, as total debt decreased by 69.1% YOY, while total debt to total capitalization ratio dropped 5.4 pp. Cash flow was abundant as free cash flow increased 6.0 pp to RMB 15.1 billion. The solid capital structure is poised to strongly support our sustainable development in future. The company is committed to fulfill ESG responsibilities, strengthen governance mechanism, and enhance ESG performance. On environment, the company launched the 1236 Action Plan for carbon dioxide peaking and carbon neutrality, while the network co-built and co-share reduced yearly carbon dioxide emission by over 6 million tons. In 2021, overall energy consumption per unit of information flow reduced 8.3%, and the targets for 2022 and 14th five-year plan are to reduce by 8% and 22% respectively in a view to support environment protection. On society, the company proactively promoted the construction of digital families, smart communities, and digital villages, and leveraged new information communications technologies to support sci-tech-based anti-epidemic measures and normalized epidemic prevention and control, insisted on customer-oriented approach, and continued to enhance servicing capability and earnestly built the reputation and image of China Telecom is trustworthy. Insisting on people-oriented approach, the company deeply cared for its employees and strived to achieve mutual growth of employees and the company. On corporate governance, the company continued to promote modernization of corporate governance system and capability to strengthen the foundation of corporate high-quality development. In 2022, the company will fully implement the cloudification and digital transformation strategy, step up sci-tech innovation, expedite scale development in a customer-oriented approach, expedite construction of safe digital information infrastructure, fully deepen corporate reform, insist on green and low carbon development, enhance profitability and efficiency, strengthen corporate governance, and continue uplifting corporate value. In 2022, the company will strive to maintain double-digit growth for operating revenues and comparable net profit. On 5G and mobile business, the company will keep the development momentum and focus on increasing both scale and quality, and 2022 target is 80 million 5G subs net add. On broadband and smart family, the company will focus on smart family service upgrade and continue to explore community and village markets, and 2022 target is 8 million broadband subs net add. On industrial digitalization, the company will leverage on cloudification and digital transformation to keep upgrading products and services, promote development of cloud, IDC, and 5G2B, and strengthen market leadership position. And 2022 target is to strive to maintain the industrial digitalization revenues growth rate on par with 2021.